Vayter in Shas Rabbah Vabasad of Lamed Zayin, picking it up at the top of the page, 5 lines down with 2 dots. Zeh Hechzik B'Lanos, Zeh Hechzik B'Karka. We're talking about a case that Rishbam points out that you have two buyers that buy a steha ilan, a tree field, from one person. They did it, they bought it together. So what happens? One of them bought the trees, another one gets the land. Amar of Zvid, Zekana Ilanos, this one who gets the trees, that's it, no land. Vizekana Karka, the other one gets the land, there's nothing to do with the trees. Maskalara Papa, Imkane, that's really true. Ain lo labal Ilanos Pekaka Klum, if it's really true that the owner of the tree doesn't get anything to do with the land itself, other than the fact that it's, you know, being nurtured from it, like you're able to have that. Otherwise, you know, it's not immediately go cut up your tree, right? But le male balkakala balionas, you could say, akor ilanach, shkovzil, uproot your tree, take it, and go. As Bob explains, we're talking about a case of, let's say, when it goes and it dries up. So he says, go ahead, get out of here, and don't think that now you owned the area that's surrounding the tree that you can go ahead and start planting a new one. As long as it's there and it has fruits that are coming of it, okay, you could have your tree there and whatever it is. And even though the karka you don't have, you do get what it's yonig from for those particular fruits. But after that, you got to pack up and you got to leave. Elam or a papa says differently. He says, Zeh kan ilonos v'chatzi karka. Now the guy who gets the trees, he gets the trees and chatzi karka. The Rashbam points out, love dafka chatzikarka. Rather, whatever it's needed for it underneath it, you know, and around it, the amount that's needed in order for it to be able to be to sustain itself. Vizekana chatzikarka, the other one he gets again, doesn't mean the chatzi, but it means whatever is left over. So he could go ahead and replant after the fact. Pshita says, it's obvious that Macher Karka Vishiri Lonus Lefanov, if someone sold his land, but he held on to the trees for himself. He goes, I'm selling my land, but not the trees. Rishbam says, Afilu Ilan, Ella, Vishir Ilan, it's the fun of Afilu Ilan, Ella Beis, Yeshlo Karka, Kedei Mechayev, Ilanus, the Turkan, Megamim Yosu Yita, Achermim, Common, Devadim Ochel Atzmo, Shir Karka. Achermina Behedja, Bemoches, Abai, is going to see his land at the Fayan Aleph. Obviously, this guy goes and he sells land and he holds on to the trees. Yeshlo Karka, then the halacha is, he gets hold on to the land that's right around the trees, and if it dies, then he can go and he can plant another one. Afilu Rabbi Akiva, and even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar who says, Mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher, the guy who sells this thing, you're selling it, ba'ayin yafe. What does it mean, ba'ayin yafe? That means is, right, this is a machloka is coming up on Daf Samach Dalid between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, that Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that when he goes and he sells this thing, he does it ba'ayin yafe, that he sells not only well, let's not say that not only. He goes and he sells the land, except for a certain part of it. Then he's selling everything other than that part, and even a path to get to that part he's selling. And if he wants to be able to go and get that, he's going to have to buy it back or, you know, get reshus or whatever it is. He says that, Hani mili gabi bor v'dus. That's only, when is it true, Rabbi Akiva says it said everything and not even a path? That's by a pit and a cistern, the loma chashu ba'ara, because those things don't mess up the ground that's around it. It doesn't impact it at all, because the guy can go and he could plant stuff right up until itself. So this is not going to mess up, and doesn't mess up the pit at all. Therefore, he's selling it, and he doesn't even have a way of getting there. Aval Ilanos, but in the case of the Ilanos, where he's holding onto the trees, beep, turn the page, Zamazama base. The Kamachash Shibaara, which that does have impact the ground, it weakens it, it softens it. Right? The Rashbam says that what happens is the roots that are there, then it weakens the soil that's all around it, and also slows down a plow that goes through that area of the field, right? Says Rashbam, the Kamachashi Ashrashim Bekarka, Vagama Akfinis Macharesha, the plow, Vade Asikadaiti, Lashari Laatsmo Karka, Spirus Ilanos. He for sure had a mind that he's leaving over for himself some land that's around the Ilanos, Kadeshal Yucha Lokeach, La'ara, loves that the buyer can't afterwards complain and accuse him, Velomar, Kishi Yavshu Ilanosav. Your stuff is messing up my land. So therefore, he's clearly saying, I'm selling this to you, but not the areas that are around it, that I'm telling you everything except for the tree and the areas that it's going to be, the land where it's right around it. Shear is shire, even if Rabbi Akiva can mask and he's leaving over some of the land for himself. Do you low shire? If not, back in the bar, Lemali could say, Akori la no vazil, uproot your tree and go and get out of here. So everyone's going to agree that the seller in that case is going to hold on to let's say, the tree that he sold. I'm sorry, the tree that he kept for himself, but even everything that's around it also. So we just dealt with the case where we're talking about, let's say, someone goes and he owns this field and he sells the field, but he holds on to a tree. What about the opposite? Let's say he sells the trees, but he holds on to the field. Macher ilanos, let's say the guy goes and he sells ilanos, but with sheer karka lefanov, Rishbam says, Shapir shlo, keino ilanos ani mocha lechava karka ni me'akev la'atzmi. I'm selling you the ilanos, but I'm keeping the karka. So macher ilanos with sheer karka lefanov, pluk to Rabbi Akiva about, and that's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the great and holy rabbis. The Rishbam says that we're talking about a case over here that what? We're talking about two trees that are there, because when it deals with three trees, we saw that three or more trees, that's considered a steya ilan, and therefore the sale has automatically in it the land that's underneath it and between them, and as much land around them that's needed to be able to get their fruits. But two trees are not considered a steya ilan, and their sale is going to be a machlokas. So we say, Rishbam says, "Ubishnei ilanos ma'ir de b'shloshi ilanos hakol modem de kana karka gadith nan stama b'mochas asfina b'shnei da pe'alaf." Umakmina lo b'gemar k'rabi akiva, umi reisha de gatani gabishnayim, eno karka lav rabi akiva hi, k'demuchach b'shilya mochas sabayis, v'hosam perishnina lo, that we're going to get to in daf ayin beis. The point now is this machlokas in the two, rabi akiva kondor rabi akiva, tamar mocher adam, mocher ba'da adam, bleh, Da'amar mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher. A person sells, he does it ba'ayin yafe. In such a case, islay, the buyer, has land under the trees, and therefore he can go ahead and he could replant new ones afterwards. Says Rashbam, that is that da'amar mocher ba'ayin yafe mocher islay l'lokech makom ha'ilonis. He has the place of ilonis al karka lita acherem b'mkomim kishamusu. Kishayamusu, right? He's very generous. Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, who say that when they sell, they're doing the property, whatever they sell, they do it like to the minimal amount, or says Rashbam, back in the Gemara, let's see, Rabbanon Lesley, he doesn't have any land, and therefore he can't go and replant it, says Rashbam, Karka, Ein lo karka, avim yamusa lo yita achir mimkomim, kitlan stama, hakona shnei lo, it's lo kana karka. He doesn't get the karka, so he has it as much as it's being sustained, but as soon as it's dead, it's gone. Now, Le Rabbi Akiva Islay Ve'afilu L'Rev Zvid. According to Rabbi Akiva, the guy has land under his trees, and he says, and that works even according to Rav Zvid, the Amar Einlo, this is when a person buys the trees and another guy takes the land, like we spoke about the first case we started with, I'll take the tree, this guy takes the land. Even according to Rav Zvid, Damar Einlo, that the buyer of the trees doesn't have any land. Don't think that the machlokas of Zvid and Rav Papa that we started with is exactly the machlokas here, Rav Akiva and the Chachamim. Because Rav Akiva could say, even according to Rav Zvid, who says that Einlo in that case, Hani Mili Gabi Shnei Lekuchos. That's only talking about when you have two buyers. Damar Lei, because the buyer of the land can say to the buyer of the trees, Gehechi Dilidi, less than Binah. It's just like, I have no shekhas to your trees. Right, I can't take the wood, I can't take the fruit. You give the shechus to the karka. Rashbam says, I feel b'makom ha'ilon, she gives it to the akra of the tail, even the place of the tree itself, so if it dries up, you get out. In the case where it's one buyer, right, I go and want to buy it off you, mocher ba'ayin yafa mocher. He's selling it ba'ayin yafa, even Rav Zvid would say that that's the case, and enough land, you can even go and plant new trees after the fact. Rabbanon Lesley. Now, what about the Rabbanon? According to the Rabbanon, the buyer does not have land under it. Vafilu Rav Papa, you would say that works even the word of Rav Papa, Damar Yeshlo, who said in the case of two buyers that the guy does have land. Hani Mili Gabishnei Lekuchos, selling by two buyers. Damar Lei, because in that case, the buyer of the trees can say to the buyer of the land, Yehechi Dilididach Zabin Bain Yafa, just like he sold you. Ba'ayin Yafa, very generous, that you can get the land also to be able to keep replanting. The Dinamizan Ba'ayin Yafa, you sold it to me Ba'ayin Yafa also, that I can go ahead and use Pardon, I said that incorrectly. Just like he sold you the land in a generous way, you can go and you can keep the land and whatever comes from the land. So he sold me also the trees in a very generous way that I can keep using those trees. But over here where it's one buyer, on one seller there, he's selling it by Ayin Ra, or is this the minimal and that's it? If the squatter ate from we were talking about the idea of chazaka when it comes to the trees over there that have all the different fruits. When we said, like, let's say you have 30 trees and the base saaj, but it's got to be spread out properly. So if he had a ritzufin, these 30 trees we brought up, but they were planted in a way that they're very, very close to each other. It says, really, it's supposed to be 10 in the base saaj. And they had 30 spread out amongst more. In this case, in a chazaka, I feel like cool and cold shol shalom, even all over 3 years. When you plant so many of the things, so back in the Gemara it says, Achon Resufin, Ain lo chazaka is not considered a chazaka because they're going to be uprooted and replanted in another place. This is not considered like the normal use where it's a chazaka. Maskalva Rava, Elameata, if that's really true, that if you harvest the produce of these plants that are too close together, it's not considered a chazaka. Hai Meshra de Aspasta, Ramai Kanila. How are you going to do a chazaka on Aspasta, which is also they plant it in a way that it's all very close to each other, and then later they go ahead and they move it to other places. Ella Maravi switches it up and he explains, no, really, Machron Ritzufim, what it means is that if it sold them Ritzufim, the Ritzufim, it means that it's very, very densely together. If you sold the trees that were together, Ein Lo Karka, the buyer doesn't get any land because these are trees that are going to be uprooted. Therefore, it's not considered a Steya Ilan. And no land is connected with it. Says Rashbam, Kigon Shetun Yosem Yud Bebeisa, the Hachalor Minin Akona Shlosha Ilanos Kana Karka, the Ain Zes, the Ilan de la Akola Shlashis Kaima. It's interesting because that ends up being if the more trees on it, you think it'd be more of a tree field. The answer is no, it's not. Amarav Zeira Kitanai. Really, this is a Machlokes Tanaim. Kerem Shunatu Apachos Me'arba Amos. If you have a Kerem, a vineyard that's planted with less than 4 Amos between the rows, right, what they would normally do is have 4 amos between rows of vines to let them, you know, to have the plows, the ox would pull through to go there. Only 3 amos of empty spaces left between them. So now we have kerem shu natua apachos me'arba amos. Have a shimon omer eno kerem. It's not considered a kerem, a vineyard, and it's just a bunch of vines that are hanging out together. Chamom hariz a kerem. They say no, this is considered a vineyard. Veroan esem tzayim kilu enam, and we look at the middle ones, the interior vines, the ones that are within the 4 amma space, that like they're not really there at all. So Rava is his din goes only with that of Rav Shimon. The Chachamim would say that the buyer of these densely planted trees would get land that the land would be connected to it as well. Would go along with it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great day.